before Jesus came. Go on and high-five your neighbor and tell him, I'm so glad he came into my life. Oh, the Lord will make a difference. Hallelujah. So never underestimate what God can do through ordinary people who faithfully proclaim an extraordinary gospel. Success in ministry is never measured by applause. It's measured by obedience. And that leads me into the second thing that I want to share with you, and that is the struggle of ministry, because all of your days are not going to be good days. All of your days are not going to be days of sunshine. The poet Longfellow has gone on record by saying, into every life, a little rain must fall. And the same is true for ministry. Just like you have days of success in ministry, you're going to have some days of struggle in ministry. Opposition comes with the assignment. Every open door attracts opposition. Every victory invites resistance. Verse 2 tells us unbelievers stirred up hostility against Paul and Barnabas. The enemy has always opposed God's word. Have you ever wondered why the devil never messed with you when you were in the world? Because you wasn't making a difference in somebody's life. But the moment you turn over a new leaf, y'all ought to help me preach up in here. The moment you make up in your mind, for God I live and for God I'll die. The moment you make up, you want to be righteous because we serve a holy God. The enemy is going to aim all of his ammunition and all of his weaponry in your direction. But I've come to tell you, God is able. Can you shout today, God is able? God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ever think or ask. I don't care what the enemy tries against you. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Go ahead and high five your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, you don't know who you're sitting next to. Tell them you're sitting next to a child of God. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am armed and dangerous because he walks with me, he talks with me, and he tells me every now and then that I just felt like hollering right there, am his own. Tell him God is with me. Tell your neighbor, you may go through something. As a child of God, you may go through some struggles. You may have some hills to climb, but as long as God is with you, Cofield, as long as God is with you, the devil and all of the imps of hell can't stop you. And then you need to understand unequivocally that the enemy has always opposed the work of God. But I thank God that James Cleveland said, I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me. Can I preach like I'm in Harlem? Nobody told me. Go ahead and shake your neighbor's hand, Phyllis, and tell him nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Touch your neighbor and tell them opposition comes with the assignment. You've got to accept rejection from some folk. Everybody not going to receive you. You want to be liked by everybody. Everybody not going to like you. There's some folk who don't like you and you've never done anything to them. There's some folk you prayed for last week and they lying on you this week. Am I talking to somebody up in here? There's some folk you help them pay their bill, and when they see you the next time, they act like you owe them money. You're just trying to be a good child of God. Touch your neighbor and tell them the enemy has always opposed God's word. Tell your neighbor, expect rejection from some. Everyone will not appreciate your ministry. And don't you feel bad. Don't you feel isolated. Don't you feel like you're a special case. Have I got a witness here? They rejected Jesus. They rejected Jeremiah. They treated Jeremiah. Jeremiah so bad. Jeremiah the prophet, all he did was told them what thus said the Lord. They turned on Jeremiah so bad, they beat him up. They stripped his clothes off. They put him in a pit. And when Jeremiah finally got out of the pit, Jeremiah went back to his study, got his pen and his pad, and started writing out his resignation letter, ripped all of his clergy regalia out the closet and said, I'm not going to say anything else for the Lord. But you know the story, don't you? When Jeremiah said, I wasn't going to say nothing else for the Lord, he said it was like fire. Tell your neighbor, you're not by yourself. Stephen was rejected. Paul was rejected. And if those people were rejected, why should the imperfect servants expect universal acceptance? Some folk will celebrate your preaching, Cofield. Others will criticize it. Some will thank you. Others will question you. Some will pray for you. Others will talk about you. That's all ministry. The gospel comforts the broken, but it also confronts the rebellious, because folk don't like you telling them how bad they are. Have I got a witness here? Donald Trump has turned on almost all of America because all of America is simply telling him how bad he is. Touch your neighbor and tell him that wasn't in the message, that was for free. Spiritual warfare is real. When you're in ministry, you've got to expect spiritual warfare. Verse 5 reveals a plot to stone Paul, the very man who brought about the healing of a crippled man, the very man that they praised, the very man they applauded. Now they want to stone him. The attack became physical. Whenever God's kingdom advances, Satan counterattacks. Satan attacks comes from outside, not just from outside the church. Sometimes they come from inside the church. I wish I could testify today, Tori, that all the attacks on me came from outside. But that's not so. Some of the very people I helped pay their rent, or some of the very people that turned on me, some of the very people I led their parents to the cemetery, or the very people that turned, I helped pay their funeral bill, and they turned on me. Tell your neighbor, attacks will come. But if you're a child of God, you got to remember that God remains faithful. Not every battle is against flesh and blood. Some struggles, Cameron, are spiritual. Therefore, God's servants must fight with spiritual weapons. Do not interpret opposition as failure. Sometimes opposition is evidence that your ministry is making a difference. The devil does not waste ammunition on empty churches. The devil does not waste jack his weaponry on ineffective Christians. But if you're a child of God, you have to learn how to persevere. And the only way that you can persevere is you have to learn how to walk by faith. This is a faith journey. And the anonymous writer of the book of Hebrews has gone on record by saying, we walk by faith and not by sight. Do I have a witness here? I've already told you about the success of ministry. I've already told you about the struggles in ministry. I want to leave you good hope with a word about the sacrifice of ministry. Don't think that you're going to do anything significant for God and not have to go through some things. But you've got to learn how to persevere. Lystra becomes one of the most dramatic moments in the ministry of the Apostle Paul. You remember first a crippled man who had never walked was healed. The city then erupted in excitement. But within hours, the same crowd, yes, Lord, picked up their stone and stoned Paul and drug him out of the city and left him for dead. Look at your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, human praise is unpredictable. The only thing that we can have assurance is with the calling of God. And that's why you never build your ministry on human applause, because the same people that cried and shouted praise to your name are the same people that will call for your execution. Do I have a witness? And then you got to remember, ministry exists for God's glory and not our own. Do I have a witness? But you got to learn how to stay humble, and you got to learn how, when God is blessing your ministry, you got to learn how to give God the glory. Is there anybody here? You're ready to praise the Lord for what God is doing in your life. If you'll help me, go ahead and stand on your feet and tell your neighbor, you ought to give God all of the glory, because sometimes they're going to talk about you. Sometimes they're going to mistreat you. Sometimes they're going to put knives in your back. Do I have a witness? They dragged Paul out of the city. But look at somebody and tell a neighbor, that's not how the story ends. Somebody shout, the next day he got up. How many of you know when the world knocks you down, God will pick you up? Do I have a witness? You may be bruised. You may be broken. You may be exhausted. But verse 20 says, he rose up. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, we fall down, but we get back up again. Shake somebody's hand and tell them he got up. He walked back. He continued preaching. That means he didn't give up. Slip your arm around your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, whatever you're going through, don't give up. The stones may hurt you. The scars may remain. The memories may linger. But the criticism will disappear. The disappointments will vanish. The tears will cease. The wounds will heal. The burdens will be lifted. And Jesus one day will say, well done. Come to tell my brother, whatever you go through, just keep on preaching. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will tell somebody, God will take care of you. So Cofield, Preach when they applaud you. Preach when they criticize you. Preach when they celebrate you. Preach when they forget about you. Preach when they appreciate you. Preach when they want you. Preach when they encourage you. Preach when they discourage you. Stand when you're strong. Stand when you're weary. Keep walking. Keep witnessing. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep serving. Keep lifting. Because one of these old days, God will. Yeah. Yeah. Is it anybody here? You know God will. Tell your neighbor, I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder. Sinbreakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul, but he promised. Oh, he promised. Can I get you to help me celebrate? Look at your neighbor and tell him he promised. Oh, he promised. Okay, never, never, never leave me alone. Shake somebody's hand. Shake it like you're gonna shake it off. And tell them he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy. The joy, the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy. Look at somebody and tell them the joy. Tell them the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I think it was Frankie Beverly that said, joy and pain, sunshine and rain. Come on, give God some praise. Can I go old school for just a minute? I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roar. I felt sin break, cause dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of my Savior telling me, still fight on. You know what? He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Never a ago, but I heard him say, no, never alone. DC, no, never alone. Yes, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Come on. Somebody ought to come today. Somebody ought to unite with Good Hope today. If you're unsaved, unchurched, out of the ark of safety and never said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ, today is a mighty good day to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. If you can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Christ from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Is there one today in the balcony on the main floor? Come and unite with this church and let this man of God become your pastor. Yes. Come on, somebody else is here. I believe at least 5 to 10 people are here today. Come on, somebody else. We're going to sing a little bit more. Oh, no, never alone. In the balcony, come on. No, never alone. He promised never. Somebody else ought to come. Never. I want you to bow your heads. Everyone bow your heads. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Listen. Every bird needs a nest. Every plane needs a hangar. And every soul needs a savior. The only time that you have is right now. Don't put off today, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Tomorrow is like a canceled check that has already been stamped with insufficient funds. No man knows the day or the hour when the Lord shall come and call your souls away. If you're in this place today, under the sound of my voice, under this rooftop, and you don't have a church home, Good Hope is a mighty good church to belong to. You can grow. It's a Bible preaching, Bible teaching, Bible believing, disciple making church. God is not looking for more members. He's looking for more disciples. And if you want to be on God's team, you've been on Satan's team long enough. You've been on your friend's team long enough. You've been on your family's team long enough. Why don't you join God's team today? Is there another who will come and join God's team today? Come on right now. Church, oh no, he promised. Oh, come on, we're all standing all over the building. Say no.
About a man that was getting a haircut. He's in the barber shop and he talked to his barber. They talked about a myriad of things. Talked about politics. They talked about what was going on in the city. They talked about women and children and family life. Then he got on the subject of God and religion, and the barber said, you know what, I don't really believe in God. I said, man, if God was real, why is there so much crazy in the world? And why would he allow this to happen and that to happen? And man getting his cut, didn't say anything to him. Finished his haircut, gave him his money, and walked out the door. Then when he walked out on the street, he saw a man who was homeless. His hair was matted, unkempt. And he ran back in that barber shop. And he said, you know what? I don't believe in barbers. I don't think they exist. He said, how can you say that when I just cut your hair? He said, well, I just saw a man out there whose hair was matted, whose hair was unkempt. He said, and I wonder if barbers were real, why would barbers allow that to happen like that? He said, well, that's what happens when people don't come to me. And he said, and that's what happens with people that don't come to Jesus. He said, your problem ain't with God. Your problem is that you haven't come to Jesus yet. And somebody here today, your problem is not matted hair. Your problem is not with your boss or your boo on your job. Your problem ain't with nothing that's good. Your problem is you ain't came to Jesus yet. God is saying, come now while the blood is running warm in your veins. Sooner or later you will come. You're either going to walk down or you're going to roll down. You will come. First invitation is those who are not saved and need a Savior. Second invitation for you, you know you're out of church. You don't have a community of faith. And you can be spiritual all day long, but you can't do this walk by yourself. You need a community. You need a family. You need a pastor. You need a church mama, a church uncle, and some. You need some folks to walk, some brothers and sisters who can pick up the phone and help you not blow your brains out with things. I know I'm talking right in this church. So if you're here today, we're waiting on you. Because God wants to do something beautiful in your life. Come on, if that's you, come on and come. Come on and come. Come on and come. Come on and come. We're waiting on you. And once you make that decision, you'll never be alone. Come on, let's say it together. Oh, no. No. You'll never be alone. We were waiting on you. Come on, anybody else? Come on. Come on, church, celebrate that. Celebrate that. Never.
Never alone.
church, can we thank God for the harvest? The word of God went forth as the seed, and it brought back a response and a harvest in God's church. Let's extend our hands to these who have come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for decisions being made on this day. It's not just another Sunday. It's not just pastor's anniversary. Today, you proved that today was decision day. And Father, you allowed the decisions to align with this church. Help, Father, we ask that you would cover and keep them as they continue or commence their faith walk with you. And we pray that you would give us what we need, all spiritual gifts and necessities, to walk alongside them, to be the church that they need to grow in you and to walk forward in faith. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Church, let's celebrate our new family members. Amen. You're going to follow the